This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But hold your calls, because we have with us right now on the line, Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Dr. Stan. These are exciting times, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. And what's that old Chinese saying? May you live in exciting times. But yeah. Sometimes it gets just a little bit too exciting. Well, anyway, of course, but there are lots of things that are happening in your field. And of course, for those of you who don't know Bill, he's a health journalist, and he spends all of his time researching on all of the latest things on our health, and certainly one of the most fascinating guests we have. So what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, of course, I wanted to review with your audience some of the many breakthroughs they're hearing about in the news and health. And of course, it's nice to go over them, because people don't know which things are important, which things are trivial, and so on. And we see a lot of commercial things get into the news that don't belong there, and we don't know who's behind what study, and so we don't realize what we're really being told. And here's one, of course, a great example of the M-clone, the people making the cancer drug for colon cancer. This is M-clone. This is actually on the newsy news side of all of our health stories, because this is the Martha Stewart story, and of course she owns some M-clone stock, and in particular it had to do with selling off shares because a cancer drug had failed its to pass its mustard and then really show that it could really be a good treatment for colon cancer. And of course supposedly Martha Stewart was tipped off about all this, and Dr. Waxel, who's now in prison, who was in charge of M-clone and so on. And now the headline goes, this cancer drug is back, and the FDA is about to approve it. Now, how in the world did that happen? How could it fail? They haven't done any more studies. They must have just fooled around with the statistics. And what it comes out to be is this drug for colon cancer, they claim, is now going to be a breakthrough. And what they're saying is that if you had colon cancer and you got this drug, you were under treatment, you'd live about 4 months longer, 4 months more of misery. And, of course, there is no real effective treatment, I don't care, cancer or whatever, for colon cancer. And they're saying about $1 billion of this drug will sell a year. They're going to add it on top of the chemotherapy and radiation therapy, which don't work either. And, of course, What a terrible thing to mislead the public. Someone's paid off someone to get this cancer drug, and now they'll be using it. And it's being heralded as a breakthrough, and they say, well, you know, it's only 4 months more added to life. But, of course, we expect more as we have other breakthroughs. So it's nonsense.
All right. Well, you hold that thought for just a moment, and we'll be right back here with Bill Sardi. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist and health analyst, who really is one of the most astute people on matters dealing with health and really the information that's out there. And he's just been talking about this new drug that's been released by M-clone. This gets into the Martha Stewart case, but the drug apparently was said it didn't work, and now they say it does work. And boy, if you take this drug, you're going to live 4 months longer. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, and of course, it's terribly tragic today what cancer patients face, because we're told, so we don't discourage the cancer patient, we don't want to tell them that there is no effective treatment for the type of cancer they may have. And so they're never told that. And of course, the families thousands of dollars that go for treatment, and there's hopes and expectations and all this really unapproved and really ineffective treatment goes on. This drug from InClone is just another example of another way for drug companies to cash in with ineffective treatments. Somebody must be paying off somebody here in the FDA to get this kind of drug approved. And, you know, there is no real effective treatment for prostate cancer and colon cancer. We're often told, well, get screened, make sure that you go to the doctor, and when you're over 50, have him stick a little tube down your throat and make sure that you get a colonoscopy or a sigmoidoscopy, and he checks. Well, what's that all about? It's a hunting mission, and of course, if they find something abnormal, but if they find colon cancer, well, but there's no effective treatment, so what are we on the fishing expedition for? See, this is what we're never told. We're told that early detection may help you. What they're saying there is, if we detect the cancer longer, statistically, you will live longer. That is, if they detect it at an earlier stage, well, then it looks like on statistics that you lived longer from the date that it was detected, but you died on the same day. It didn't matter. So there is nothing. A lot of this is earlier detection makes the cancer statistics look better, but you aren't living any longer. And of course, this is what is terrible. The same thing with the prostate cancer, because men are frightened. I can't tell you how much fear drives so much unnecessary surgery. And of course, when they're told they have prostate cancer, well, doc, let's get it out of there. But the largest study ever done was 14,000 males, and they tested them, and half of them got surgery and half of them didn't. The ones that had surgery lived 14 years, and the surgeons heralded that, and the ones who had watchful waiting didn't have their prostate tumors removed, lived 14 years. There was no advantage to the surgery or the treatment whatsoever. So, again, medicine seems to look the other way as long as they're billing insurance, and it's a terrible thing because the public never gets a chance at maybe some of these more natural remedies that might really get at some of these diseases, like colon cancer, like prostate cancer, and there are some effective treatments that need more study, of course, but that are more natural and certainly don't have all those terrible side effects, and better yet, doesn't cost as much money. So maybe one of these days we'll see the government clean up its act here and really display for the public which treatments really do work for cancer and which ones don't. I think you'll be a little dismayed, but this is what's keeping us from moving on into these more natural approaches to curing cancer. And of course, there's so many other health stories like this. They're with much better news than what I'm telling you here today about cancer. But here's another wonderful story about iron stores in women seems to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. We knew this all along in men, and of course, men develop more rust in their body. They have larger iron stores because they're not menstruating throughout their life, and they're not dumping the iron once a month, since 80% of the iron is in your bloodstream. So women are generally more anemic, colder, weaker, paler skin, but protected from disease because they're the baby carriers. And of course, men just keep accumulating the iron. By age 40, the men have twice the iron and twice the diabetes, cancer, rates of heart disease, and infection. And of course, now they're finding that women too, particularly women in menopause or had an early hysterectomy, they begin to accumulate iron. So we need to warn all the women, no iron supplements, certainly after menstruation has ceased in your life. And of course, we're finding that there are ways of getting the excess iron out. How do you reverse all this? And you can do it. Many people hear about chelation therapy and go to a doctor and have them stick a needle in your arm, and about $5,000 later in a number of treatments, they've taken out a lot of these excess metals out of your body. But you can go down to the health food store and get some rice bran extract. That's like bran cereal. Rice bran extract goes by the letters IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6. And take that for a month on an empty stomach with water, and that'll do chelation therapy very well all by itself. It pulls the excess iron out of your liver. Your liver is where iron, excess iron, is stored, so it's good for liver disease as well as for reducing the iron load and the burden and risk of disease. So particularly for males, this would be a great idea somewhere in the middle of life, at least to do this once or twice in your lifetime, if not more. So, and I've had some dramatic stories over the years of people who had cancer and other diseases and cleaned their liver and so on out of the iron and had dramatic remissions from diseases they had. These include cancer and diabetes and high blood pressure and so on. So, and when we're talking about high blood pressure, of course, we have a report here from Associated Press urging all Americans to reduce their sodium intake. This has been going on for some time now. You can work all that you can. You can lock up the salt shakers in your house, but if you're eating processed foods, you're getting about 4,000 milligrams of salt in your diet a day. Salt holds water. You'll have more water being held in your circulatory system, and therefore hypertension results. 50 million Americans are then put on antihypertensive drugs that have nothing to do with the real cause. They don't address the cause of your problem. You've got to get to some low-sodium foods and balance it with potassium. That's the big story. Your body can handle your sodium if you balance it with potassium. Unfortunately, the government has stopped us and stymied us there, too, because there's a limit of 99 milligrams in any potassium supplement we get. And as I say, the government still hasn't outlawed bananas yet, and bananas have about 400 or 500 milligrams of potassium in them. They're very rich, so are potatoes and so on. A banana or two a day, a researcher in India did this, and with such a diet, many of the people did not need a blood pressure pill. So we're not told, get plenty of potassium in your body. In an American diet today, the Japanese only consume 1,500 milligrams of sodium, don't have all the strokes and high blood pressure that we see here in America. We're put on drugs for blood pressure. The only one that really works is the diuretic or the water pill. And again, but that pill makes you forever dependent on that pill, because what it does is it washes away the excess water in your system, but on the other hand, it washes away the potassium and the magnesium, and therefore you forever need this pill to keep everything in balance, or you're really going to real trouble. So it's not an answer to the problem, and there's been quite a bit of mischief in medicine to hide from the American public the very power of magnesium, and a couple of researchers have pointed this out. One in particular, Mildred Seelig, has written a whole book on magnesium and points out how modern medicine hid all this by doing studies in normal individuals and saying magnesium supplements did not lower blood pressure. But when you use it in people that are hypertensive, it does. So they hid all that and then said it didn't work. Well, it doesn't work in normal people because magnesium only lowers blood pressure among people that have hypertension. That's just exactly the perfect remedy that you'd want. Unfortunately, they've hidden that from the public, so we have to use more expensive and problematic drugs. And by the way, some of those drugs will drop your blood pressure at night so far down that you'll actually begin to, some people actually lose their vision. They wake up in the morning and the blood supply to the eye has not been sufficient and they wake up blind. So you're never told all these things. Most of the blood pressure pills don't work. Some people are put on three or four of these pills at a time just trying to get a number down. And of course, this is another ineffective arena. Someday soon on my website, we'll have a report trying to sort all this out for you about blood pressure and how to treat it naturally so you gain an understanding in it. But so much misinformation in these areas that it does need a lot of sorting out. And we're afraid. We see a high blood pressure number. We're afraid we're going to have a stroke. So we go on the medicines and unwittingly not knowing all the side effects we're subjecting ourselves to. So there are better ways, and you just need to be coached to find out your way out of these things.
Well, Bill, why don't you get your website out there?
For many of the people that are interested, there are reports on my website. They're free of commercial interest, largely, and you'll find that on cholesterol and autism and vitamins and all kinds of subjects there for you. It's at askbillsardi.com. Askbillsardi.com. That's S-A-R-D-I at the end. And of course, you'll enjoy some of the reports there. We've, particularly for the women, there's one on hormones and hormone replacement therapy and what women should do during the change of life, and they need to read that report to protect against breast cancer. And of course, what do they do when they have all of these terrible changes and they can't have estrogen anymore? What's the alternative? You're going to find a wonderful alternative in flaxseed meal, not flaxseed oil, but the flaxseed meal. It's crushed flaxseed. And, of course, it has some natural, what we call phyto or plant estrogens in it. And they'll serve you well and protect against breast cancer and keep your mood from dropping and your bones from withering away. And you just need to get them back into your system, and they're not as problematic as is the hormone replacement therapy that the doctors prescribed basically for 3 or 4 decades without any evidence it worked. Then they did a study and found out, lo and behold, it was increasing the risk of heart disease and Alzheimer's and other things, and so they had to stop it. So women do need an alternative. It comes from nature, and the safest thing we know is flaxseed meal. I have no commercial interest in that, so listen to the advice, and of course you get to check all the references and download and print a report out on from my website on this. So you know, there are many wonderful stories. Here's one in Science Magazine, and it's all about how vitamins seem to, a little cocktail of vitamin supplements, seem to stall the onset of Alzheimer's disease in dogs. And, of course, they use these as, of course, models for humans. And, of course, one of the puzzling questions that we read about from time to time is, do our vitamin supplements actually work? And you're going to see a little report on my website there called Antioxidant Power. And it's talking about, is this really real, that our vitamin pills don't work? Well, you know, I've been a big advocate of vitamins. I've written a couple of books on this. I've analyzed all the multivitamins for about 4 or 5 years running and ranked them all for everyone. And what the LA Times said here late last year was, is that recent research studies showed that taking antioxidant supplements, the people who did that received no greater protection from chronic disease than those who didn't take these pills, and that antioxidant pills are no longer considered the miracle cure they once were. This was the October 27 edition of the LA Times, and it says, for now, many doctors and scientists agree that you're better off consuming antioxidants in their natural form by eating fruits and vegetables than taking a vitamin pill. We should be spending our money in the produce department rather than the vitamin aisle.
Now, that's, of course, vitamin C and vitamin E you're talking about.
Well, of course, that was the very thing that was shown to work in these dogs installing the Alzheimer's disease. It prevented it. And, of course, it makes us wonder. But the American, the National Cancer Institute has come out with an alarming report now because, as you know, they've recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day for every American to prevent disease. And, of course, what happened is that they now say this is the minimum, that they haven't reduced the rates of cancer among the public, and that you need 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day now to get this kind of protection. Well, I don't know if you've ever tried the 9 servings, but even with a guy that loves a great big bowl of fresh greens every day, which I try to do, and certainly try to get an apple in my diet and some grapes and all these wonderful things that you have, it is a little tedious. So we're going to get into, do our vitamins really work, and should we, what can we do as an alternative?
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Sardi right here at Radio Liberty. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle
behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just comment on some of the things we carry here. One of them, of course, is Phenopoly. Phenopoly is a game. It's a board game played just like Monopoly. It's designed to teach you or your children or your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Now, there's been an organized program to dumb down the American children. I mean, do you think any other reason, with all the money we put in education, that our children, so many of them can't read or spell? Or, well, it's worked. It's worked very well, just exactly like they intended it to. John Dewey and the people in progressive education did not want our children to be able to read or read properly. Well, with Phonopoly, you can undo all the harm they've done. Most of the programs to teach phonics are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games. We throw in a couple of books. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Phonopoly. And then we also carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any claims for them, but we can tell you that an awful lot of people who use these products really feel that they help, and the people, farmers will use them, and people who work in the machine shops will use them, people who have chronic rashes will use them, and they claim that it will help their rashes, or people with children with acne seem to feel that this really cleans up their faces. All we can do is suggest you try the products. I know I wouldn't be without the moisturizing soap. I've used it for several years now, and it's helped a rash I developed. I think it was a soap rash of some sort. And, of course, it softens the skin of your elbows. And, well, just try it. There's a soap and a moisturizing soap, a lotion and a gel. And then there's a neutralizing solution, a very alkaline solution. Some people, I know my wife takes it for her heartburn. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Bill Sardi, and he's going to tell us about vitamins, because, of course, I know more and more of the doctors are using vitamins. In fact, about 2 years ago, the AMA came out with an article and said, hey, vitamins are good. Now you mean they're coming out with another article saying vitamins are bad? Are they just trying to confuse us?
Well, the vitamins are good for us, but they're, you know, on analysis, depends on which study you're looking at, but What it comes out to is that about 9% of Americans eat the 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, and only about 4% eat this newly recommended 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. So the question is, what could possibly make up the gap? Now, do our vitamin pills make up that gap? Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture came up with a wonderful score sheet. It's a way to measure the antioxidant power of our fruits and vegetables and so on, and they came up with one serving of a fruit and vegetables is equal to about 350 of what they call the oxygen radical absorption capacity units, the antioxidant or anti-rusting power in our body. And of course, that's what protects our DNA from mutations, protects us from aging and disease and so on. And so animals that have more oxidation going on in their body don't live as long. Animals that don't live far longer. So we know this is true. Well, I went out and took a whole bunch of multivitamins from stores that I acquired around here and sent them back to an independent testing lab. You can see all this on my website at a report called Antioxidant Power. This is at AskBillSardi.com. And we analyzed these multivitamins, and the best multivitamin that we could find on the market only provided enough antioxidant power equivalent to one more serving of fruits and vegetables. See, a Centrum was equal to about one-third of one serving. So we're not going to, as wonderful as they are, as much vitamin C and E and selenium and all these wonderful power-packed things you get, but there's something in plants, particularly in fruits and greens, but in the berries, cherries, and grapes that we often don't see, it's in olives and things like this, that we don't see in our multivitamins. And when we add that to multivitamins, it tremendously increases their antioxidant power. And what we showed is we took one brand there that added these various fruit extracts from grapes and berries and cherries and so on into their multivitamins. So you still got all the vitamins, still got all the minerals, but they added these fruit-based extracts, and that was equivalent to 15 servings of fruits and vegetables, so in antioxidant power. So maybe there's a little bit of truth to this very story that our multivitamins don't serve us well, and maybe we need to learn about how to get some of these what we call plant nutrients or phytonutrients in with our essential vitamins and minerals so we really have the antioxidant power behind it. This is all discoveries coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and if you want to learn about that, go to my website. You can see the chart and the rankings of all those vitamins there and so on. And I really believe this opens our eyes to a new way of measuring the value of the vitamins that we spend money on every day. So it greatly helps us understand that.
Well, now, how do you get these phytonutrients? Are they in certain compounds?
Well, there's certainly blueberries, grapes, cherries. Olives have some of that. These are called polyphenols or bioflavonoids. This is the rind of citrus fruits. These are the ones, and these, all of those, green tea is another one. They all bind iron, and it's iron that's the substance that gets out of control in our body that causes the DNA mutations, the accelerated aging, and so on. So very important for us to do this. By the way, we could do all this, you might say, with juicing, except juicing not only requires quite a bit of time, and certainly there's no way around good foods. We can't say don't do this. We're just saying in regards to keeping fresh food around, it's expensive, and when you start juicing with fruits, you get a lot of fruit sugars, so that might bother people with diabetes and so on. So maybe a way to do this is these fruit-based concentrates. You can actually have them added to multivitamins, and it can make them more powerful and certainly make them more effective. And what you're trying to do is to protect the DNA. There's little strands of DNA in your body, and they're getting, of course, mutated or broken. And our body's repairing them all the time as we get into advanced age. 2 million breaks in our DNA in each cell of our body are occurring every day. We're just falling behind. We can't repair them fast enough. So we need more antioxidant power to protect them so that our DNA genetic material is not broken as readily.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, maybe you're going to tell us what we ought to be doing. But this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bill Sardi. His website is AskBillSardi.com, and we'll be back here in just a moment with more of this conversation.
Tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I, of course, we have the JFK assassination tapes, an interview with 2 hours with Fletcher Prouty, who was immortalized in Oliver Stone's film JFK, and he was, of course, the colonel who sat down on the bench with Kevin Costner and said, there is a conspiracy, I know, because I was the Pentagon liaison to the Central Intelligence Agency. And then, of course, you will hear an interview with Dr. Crenshaw, who was the doctor on call at the emergency room. He was a resident doctor at Parkland Hospital when they brought President Kennedy in, and then, of course, when they brought the Governor Connally in, a fascinating insight into history, and then, of course, the interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. But we have an even more interesting tape. It's called the JFK Update, and, of course, here you'll hear an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and, of course, she will tell you about the meeting that was held the night before the assassination, where Lyndon Johnson and many other key people attended, where the assassination was actually planned. It was planned, I'm sure, ahead of time, but everybody knew it was going to happen the following day, and how everybody would have to hang together so that the truth would never come out about the murder of an American president. That was Madeleine Duncan Brown. It was Lyndon Johnson's mistress. And fascinating other information on that four-tape set. We have the book Kill Zone. We have the book Regicide, that's supposedly based upon the work of the CIA officer who planned the entire assassination. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. So you can get the book Regicide, you can get the book Kill Zone, you can get the JFK update, or just the JFK four tape set. An important part of history. Many of these people are dead. Madeleine Duncan Brown is dead. Fletcher Prouty is dead. But you'll hear their stories, part of history that you won't hear elsewhere. And then, of course, we want to mention that we do carry Big Berkey water filters. And we think they're an excellent buy. Wonderful to have in case there was an emergency and you didn't have a good water supply. In other words, you can go filter pond water or river water or pool water, anything you want to, and it'll be potable. The Berkey water filters have been, the Big Berkey's been used for 150 years. It's stainless steel. It has ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal. The Berkey Light is made of Lexan. It has much more modern filters. They have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years, whereas the Big Berkey filters will last much longer and can be reactivated by boiling them. The Big Berkey's $239.95. The Berkey Light is $199.95. But the Big Berkey is not available here in California. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, right now is the time. Our special guest this afternoon is Bill Sardi. So, Bill, why don't you pick the story up from there?
Well, of course, I know everyone wants to know the best advice, how to make up for that gap in your diet for the 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. By all means, make sure that you have a great diet. Get those fruits and vegetables in your diet. And when you can't, a multivitamin may serve you well. The new advice would be look for one that has lots of those fruit and vegetable extracts in them. And therefore, you the new way of rating them is to look and see if they're advertising for this new ORAC scale, O-R-A-C, that the Department of Agriculture has developed. But you'll catch on. Go to my website, askbillsardi.com, and it'll help sort it out for you, even show you what some of the leading brands do, so you can catch up with all that, learn the best way to protect yourself, especially in the advancing years of life, because that's when all these problems occur. So we do see in the medical news, of course, the story that comes from England crib death. This is the sudden infant death syndrome where mom or dad go in and the baby is found dead in the crib in the first 2 years of life for no expected reason. And, of course, now they're freeing some of the women, the mothers and the dads who have been jailed. They really admit they had no evidence for this all along. In Britain, they had a expert there who said one sudden infant death is tragedy, two is suspicious, and three is murder. But, you know, he really had never had any real evidence for this. And I think when we look at this, you'll look at the work of Dr. Jack Sprott. Sprott is a forensic pathologist from New Zealand. He investigated the sudden infant death syndromes and found that really it's a toxic gas in the mattresses coming from the fire retardant chemicals that they add to these mattresses. And the mixture of urine and moisture and probably funguses along with these fire retardants can emit a toxic gas undetected to mom and dad. The baby is put down, face down. It gets in the baby's lungs. It won't affect you and I because we're much bigger. We're farther away from it. But the baby is right on top of the crib mattress. And, of course, it's like sarin gas, just one whiff, and you'd succumb to it. So he has the best theory on this. I actually wrote a book on this called Why Babies Die. If you go to my website, you can find out about that. But he advised mothers and fathers in New Zealand to wrap mattresses in certain kinds of special baby covers to keep these toxic gases away. And they've not had, you know, I believe it's a 9-going-on-10-year period there in New Zealand, they've not had one case of crib death in those wrapped mattresses. So, again, another lesson to learn. Babies dying for no explained reason. The person with the best answers and explanation for this is Dr. Jack Sprott from New Zealand. You might research his name, S-P-R-O-T-T, on the Internet, or check out my book, Why Babies Die, and it explains the whole story. And actually, this was told in the Bible many years ago. You'll see a reference to that there in my book about how these funguses and so on can be quite toxic in the home. So,
well, one of the things that really is irritating is I'm sure that they put the fire retardant in there because of a government directive. Like they insisted we have MTB in our gasoline because, of course, that was going to decrease pollution. And then they found it produced cancer and all sorts of complications. And then many years later, they took it out after contaminating wells all over our state. And, of course, how many people will die because of the cancers they produced? I don't know. All I can say is there's no problem facing America today that a new government, a program or directive or law won't make worse. Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling us from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. I believe this health issue is very important because if we look at the school systems where they're not educating on health at all, excuse me, and I work in a public school part-time, and I look at the foods that are given to them, and there's no nutrients of anything, and this is how your government wants to give unhealthy foods to these people. There's no education on how to get proper nutrition and have a, you know, longevity life, the proper foods that you need. And it's incredible of the obesity rate among the public school system as well. There's just no nutrition for these kids.
Okay. What's your thoughts on that, Bill?
Well, it certainly does seem to be programmed. And, of course, we do have the meat industry, the dairy lobby, and so on. So they dominate these things. They dominate the food buying. The Department of Agriculture buys the bulk foods for the schools and so on. And so they dominate and make sure that the diets for the children get a lot of these things. Nothing wrong with some of them, but when they're overdone and so on. And I can remember when I was a child, you know, we used to go to the store and we'd buy a bushel full of grapes and we'd bring them home and we'd eat them. I had a lot of candy bars in my life and a lot of cavities. But we still got a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables because they were inexpensive. And now I see in Britain, they're so frustrated with this, they're going to give vouchers to the poor families for free fruits and vegetables. No other foods, just the fruits and vegetables. You get them free.
Well, I think, store. I think, Chris, what you ought to do is get some of those kids to listen to Radio Liberty, or at least their parents. Certainly, nutrition is so vitally important.
It absolutely is. And I tell you what, I was a junk food addict, but I met a gentleman from Korea who's really turned me around with green tea and a lot of herbs, and I feel so much better, and I can speak clearer than what I used to be, and I don't get as sick as much.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so
much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. And I think really, of course, the green tea really has an effect, and eating properly and, you know, eating fruits and vegetables, eating certainly the raw fruits and vegetables really is a wonderful way to get the nutrition you really need. Is that true, Bill?
Well, certainly this is unequivocal. There's no argument to it. The Mediterranean diet is loaded with these phyto or plant nutrients that we talk about, and where they have greater health. And of course, this is true throughout the planet. The paradox of it all comes with the French. The French are violating every law that we know. They're eating cream and butter and oils and fat, and yet they are not experiencing the heart attacks. This was all, of course, actually announced to the world on the 60 Minutes television show in 1991, November of 1991, where the French really have one heart attack and North Americans will have four. It's a paradox. How in the world could the French be living so long and so healthy? And, of course, the sudden discovery this past year in August, coming from Harvard, David Sinclair, the researcher there, and finally unlocking the secret of the French paradox, that a red wine molecule, now the French are drinking this red wine, they're very well known for it, and of course that there's a molecule in red wine called resveratrol, and that's that one molecule that seems to be responsible for this. At Harvard, they discovered that molecule, when used in yeast cells, caused the yeast cells to live 70% longer. It's a molecule that triggers like no other on the planet, and it triggers an enzyme to repair all the DNA in your cells, and of course slows down the aging process. And of course, this would explain the unusual longevity of the French and so on. And of course, we know now, I went to Harvard myself to cover this story, wrote an article in a magazine called Functional Foods and Nutraceuticals, and had to take off my journalistic hat and roll up my sleeves and actually help David Sinclair, because all the dietary supplements on the market for red wine, they're called resveratrol or red wine supplements and so on, to the dismay of Dr. Sinclair and myself, they were all biologically inactive. And of course, we had to roll up our sleeves and figure out why. We scratched our heads and came to the conclusion that a bottle of wine has a cork and the wine is airtight. There's no oxygen in there or it would turn to vinegar. And that's what we needed to do in a dietary supplement. We found a technology that was available, created a liquid, the world's first liquid red wine extract in a pill without the calories, alcohol, or sulfite preservatives. You hear me talking about it on this station. Longevinex is the product. It is going to create a new era of health as far as we know it. It is survival of the unfittest. It is what the French do. That is, we could violate every good rule of health, and yet we could live long and healthy. And, of course, this product has just now become available, and it's just its promise is very high. We can only make certain claims for it, of course, according to the Food and Drug Administration, but there will be a book out on this very soon. The First Amendment is still alive and allowed me to write a book about this, and the name of the book is called The Anti-Aging Pill, and that book will be out next week, and you'll be hearing about it on Newswires. But it's the prospect of using a red wine molecule as the world's first credible anti-aging pill. And of course, this is all coming from high science, from Harvard and Massachusetts Institute of Technology and other research centers around the world, now understanding that we can influence the rate of human aging with a small molecule that we found in red wine. And of course, you can get it today in a little pill without the alcohol. But this is the story, and it's likely to be the greatest medical story of all time. It's more important than vaccines, more important than the discovery of penicillin or any other discovery that we've ever had on the planet. So this this is going to create greater headlines.
And so basically, actually package this with nitrogen, don't you? So
that it is packaged, yes, it is. And, of course, it caught the eye of Time magazine this week. If you look on page 99 of Time magazine, they're announcing the world's first red wine pill that preserves these molecules. You have to make it under nitrogen. There's even a nitrogen bubble under there. You can't let oxygen get to it. This is the way the research-grade red wine molecules are made for research studies. And then it has to be kept away from the air and light and so on, and so all this has been done. And the research laboratories got ahead of us before we could even study our own pill. The researchers affiliated with Harvard confirming that the Longevinix capsule is the world's first and only biologically active red wine pill. So more of this will come out from independent researchers, so we won't need to do any blowing horns and touting this story anymore that it is, but it is, of course, going to raise some eyebrows. You're going to hear about this on CBS television soon. And what this does is if you calorie restrict any organism on the planet, any animal or human, and you take away the calories, that animal will live much longer and in greater health. And what these red wine molecules do is mimic that. So we don't need to starve ourselves to get to good health. We can actually find a shortcut. We don't need to deprive ourselves of eating. We can just find a way directly to maintain health, and this is what was true. The oldest woman on the planet in modern times lived 122 years. The oldest man, she was from France. The oldest man on the Isle of Sardinia lived 115 years. They both drank red wine. They did nothing. They didn't exercise. They didn't eat exceptionally good diets. All they did was have this red wine molecule, and they lived exceptionally long. So as we're piecing the facts together, we're finally getting an idea of how to live long and healthy, and I mean super long, super longevity. And one of the researchers, Dr. Tom Johnson, a geneticist at the University of Colorado, said, "This is not science fiction. Humans are going to start learning how to live as long as the biblical patriarchs for hundreds of years." So I'm quoting the sources for you so you understand this is coming from the highest levels of science. This was not even thought to be plausible at all 10 years ago. All of a sudden, a great surprise is going to spring upon humanity here, and we're going to understand how to live very, very long in great health.
All right, now we want to get your telephone number out where people can find out about Longevinix.
That's 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000 to find out about Longevinix. Please go to my website. You'll see a report there on how to live 125 years in good health. That's all about this wonderful discovery. That's at askbillsardi.com. Or if you want to find out how to order Longevinix, 866-405-4000.
All right, fine. Well, we've got John calling. Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Have a question?
Yeah, I was just curious, how much does it cost for a laboratory assay of resveratrol in different food or wine or anything? I'm just curious what the cost is.
Actually, that test cost, we had some done, cost about $300 to find out if the resveratrol molecule is still there after you've processed the food or made a vitamin pill. The second part of it is that resveratrol molecule still exhibit any biological activity like they showed at Harvard. Harvard has the only test right now in conjunction with another laboratory. The Longevinix was proven to have biological activity, that is, to make yeast cells live longer. That was the whole point. And of course, now what we're looking for is if you calorie restrict animals, they will have lower blood pressure, higher HDL cholesterol, lower insulin levels, and lower body temperature. Those are the four measures that we're now, there's tests underway to see if it does those four things, this red wine pill called Longevinix. We couldn't even get a study together before some people in the Calorie Restriction Society, this is 1,000 people across the globe that are already disciplining themselves and restricting their calories, and they started taking Longevinix. They're reporting to us that is precisely what's happening. Their insulin levels are down, their blood pressure is down. Even though they're calorie restricting, the Longevinix pill is working better than what they're doing by fasting or restricting the amount of food they eat.
Well, John, I think that we're just going to have to wait and see what happens, but it certainly is, it sounds pretty exciting to me.
Yes, yeah, it does.
It is an exciting time. It certainly is. And John, just share with us, is this believable or what? I mean, what do you think?
Well, yes, it does sound believable, but I'm looking forward to learning more about the research and to see what documentation there is for any reversibility of some conditions.
We need to check the documentation, and John is exactly... I wrote a whole book on this, and with hundreds of references, and of course, you're going to get to check it out for yourselves here. The book will be available in about a week. So.
Oh, well, let's hear that.
Okay, and you can go to the website. It's AskBillSardi.com. Thanks so much, John, and thank you so much, Bill, for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, and God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Bill Sardi, and I hope you enjoyed the program. And, of course, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two to wrap up this afternoon's program here at Radio Liberty.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of things. One of them, of course, is that we encourage people to look into establishing an institute of the Constitution in their home, their church, their neighborhood. This is a program that's put together by Mike Perutka and a group that back in Maryland. The whole idea is to teach you about the history of America, to teach you about our Declaration of Independence, to teach you about our Constitution and Bill of Rights and Federalist Papers. It's based upon 12 one-half-hour lectures by Dr. John Eidsmo, who is a professor of constitutional law, and of course, just taking you through the whole background of this country. Do you know that the people who founded this country were almost all Christians, and of course, they based our nation on Christian laws? Of course, you'd never know that to listen to the people today, but it's about time we learned what our Constitution's about and started applying it. In fact, recently Jay Leno was talking about Iraq, and Jay Leno commented that over in Iraq, of course, they're trying to write a new constitution, they're having a terrible time, and then he commented, well, why don't we just go ahead and send them our constitution, because we don't use it much anymore. And everybody laughed, but you know, there's a lot of truth in that. We don't use the Constitution anymore because most Americans don't understand that's the foundation of our freedom. And we've got Supreme Court justices who've sworn to uphold the Constitution who've either never read it or they don't understand what it says. Well, you can call 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And order a Institute kit, or you can go to their website at IOTC Online. That's IOTConline.com, and learn more about the Institute of the Constitution. But if you're not involved preserving our Constitution, who will be? And if not now, when? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener supported. And we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to helping us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. And now you can listen to our programs on the Internet live 5 hours every day. And then after that, if you still want more, why, they're the archive programs going back about 6 months. We actually have shortwave is available 4 hours every day, and if you're listening on shortwave now, we take off 3 hours and we start another 2-hour program. Now, we're doing this so that we can reach everybody in America, and Of course, your job is to get people to start listening to our programs and encourage them to listen, and then, of course, to begin to tell others what's happening. We have people in both political parties who are dedicated to the New World Order and the New World Religion and the destruction of America. And that's why they're taking down our borders, why they've taken down our tariffs, why they are actually, in many instances, subsidizing companies to go overseas to take their factories out of America, why they're sending our jobs overseas. In fact, it was one of President Bush's chief economic advisors who said how great it was that our jobs were moving over to India, because now IBM and Dell and the others could make cheaper products, and so they'd be cheaper for the people at home to buy. Only that a lot of people are not going to be able to buy them because they don't have jobs. We got real problems, because the truth of the matter is many of our leaders really like what's happening. They wanted to redistribute the wealth of the American people. Now, that's not their wealth. That's not the wealth of the very wealthy or the elite. That's simply to impoverish the middle class and to build up the rest of the world. From each according to their ability, to each according to their need, and you've got to help us get that truth out. We've got so much material through Radio Liberty. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Get our videos. Get the video Diaprax in the Church, the story of the church growth movement. Get our video Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, which will tell you about World War III, about the secret societies, and you'll hear William Still and Carol Matriciana and David Hunt and David Bay talking about this move towards the world government and drawing us into World War III. We are in World War III. Get my video, Iraq, the Untold Story, or get it with a syllabus, because with a syllabus has all the documents you need to prove that all the wars of the last century were contrived, and the present war with Iraq is contrived. I mean, we didn't go in there because of weapons of mass destruction, and we didn't go in there to free the Iraqi people because we'd been keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And every time the military tried to overthrow him, why, we intervened and betrayed the military, and they were arrested and tortured to death by the man that we brought to power, Saddam Hussein, who was, of course, working with the CIA in the past. We've got the material on that. If you want to know how we kept Saddam in power, the book is See No Evil by Robert Baer. That's See No Evil by Robert Baer. We carry the book here. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to get the documentation. And then you need to help us get the truth out across America while we have the time to do it. And, of course, we hope, of course, that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, our January newsletter, tells all about the Illuminati and what George Washington wrote about the Illuminati, what Timothy Dwight, Jonathan Edwards' grandson, wrote about the Illuminati on July 4th, what he said on July 4th, 1798. A fascinating newsletter. Many people have written and said this, really learned so much from this. If you want a free copy of the newsletter, we'll send it to you. Of course, we really hope you'll subscribe. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we bring the truth to America. Well, of course, we want to, of course, ask you to pray for America. We ought to ask you to pray for revival. We want you to pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you once again, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye. May the Lord be with you.